For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Theater season is coming to a close. We're looking forward to the Artie Awards in June. And still chance, though, to get over and see some great theater in Buffalo, including Love Letters.
Coming to its final weekend with Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neill, A.R. Gurney's Love Letters. And, well, I went, you went. What did you think?
Well, I have to admit, you know, at first I was, I'm not going to get taken in by these major stars. I'm a professional.
How long?
20 seconds after they came on stage, I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Ryan O'Neill, it's Ally.
And they're charming. They're wonderful together. I thought that they were very good. The play is so good, and they're doing it very, very well. So do not deprive yourself of the opportunity to see Love Letters with Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neill. It's at 710 Main through this weekend.
Final performance is this Sunday evening at 7. So.
And they've had a wonderful time in Buffalo, finding their way around town. They've been to Darwin Martin House, and they've been to the zoo. And Ally McGraw had done the voiceover for a documentary film on Mabel Dodge Lujan and was very interested in the sites related to her life. Ally McGraw told me she thought fate had brought her to this city because she's having such a good time.
Good to hear.
Good to hear.
Now, I mentioned the Artie Awards. I understand there are these other awards called the Tonys.
Oh, this is the awards season. Yeah, it
really?
Is.
Really? Everybody wants to get in on this.
The drama desk, the outer circle, the Obie, everything. I was down in New York to go to the New Dramatist Luncheon, which is one of the lead-up events, because anyone who is nominated is seen in public constantly and does not miss a performance during this period of time. The honoree at the luncheon was Audra McDonald, who, interestingly, not nominated for Shuffle Along, which I saw that night, but she doesn't need yet another Tony. She'd
have to get a new shelf installed.
Another fireplace, yeah. But she's terrific in the show. Shuffle Along is marvelous, and it's worth mentioning because everybody asks me about Hamilton, which is a very difficult ticket to get. It is possible to get tickets to Hamilton. There are returns every day, and they release house seats every day. You might pay a great deal for those tickets. So it's worth considering what else is on Broadway. If you're in New York, and this is a popular time of year to go there, Shuffle Along, which is about the creation of the 1921 musical, talking about what an important musical that was, just fascinating. And although it did not get Tony nominations and has been received with mixed notices, I really think that American Psycho is interesting based on the film and the novel. I think it is more for young people, but I think for a lot of the young people seeing it, it's going to be seminal in their theater-going experience. It's very stylish, and it's being faulted for the very style, which I think distinguishes it. The best play I have seen this year is on Broadway. It's The Humans by Stephen Hiram on Broadway. Brilliantly wonderful play. If it loses to something British, I will be very disappointed, though not surprised. A marvelous play about a family getting together on Thanksgiving. The love between them, but also the little grudges, the wounds that have never healed, and a great secret is to be revealed that the family must now cope with and continue as if nothing has happened. And that's on Broadway. The musical Waitress with Jesse Mueller, luscious performance. I think that the contenders for actress in a musical, it's up between Jesse Mueller for Waitress and The Woman in Bright Star, which I would also recommend. But there's plenty, plenty to see. It doesn't have to be Hamilton. Hamilton will be there for a good long time. It will tour. You can pay a huge price and get in to see it, but there are many other things to see.
Well, that's great advice, and that's why we enjoy listening to you, especially when you come back fresh from New York.
And happy. You know, really fresh. It was my birthday last week. Facebook friends know, and at midnight I'm out on Broadway, and by 9 a.m. I was at commencement rehearsal for Buffalo State. Like, whoa, that was a weekend and a half, but now that's behind us.
Well, we've dropped names such as Ally McGraw. We've dropped names such as Audra McDonald. Go ahead on your birthday. You can drop another name.
I don't know if it will mean a lot to Buffalonians. In Mexico, this would be great prestige, but Bianca Marroquin with her on my birthday. She is the Mexico City Roxy Hart in Chicago, also the Mexico City Mary Poppins. She was one of the judges on the Spanish language Dancing with the Stars. I showed you her picture, right?
You did.
Yeah, she's one of People Magazine's 50 Most Beautiful People and very talented.
Absolutely no argument here. Well, it's great to have you back in town for Theater Talk. I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.